Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big week for college football. Ohio State at Penn State. Not sure Drew Aller is going to play. But they look pretty damn good at going to Wisconsin and playing this bike.
Yeah, they did against the Wisconsin team that's playing a lot better. I don't. Yeah. It's in Ohio State, right? Or no, it's at Penn State.
It's at Penn State.
Yeah, I was going to actually go to that game until the we're going to be inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, finally. So I can't go to that game, unfortunately. But it'll be – is it a night game, hopefully?
It's an 11 a.m. game.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. We're not going to see that one.
No, we're not going to see any of it.
Well, who knows? Maybe we will. If speeches start going a little long, I'm watching on my phone. You've done it before, John. You were at a big event in L.A. and watched a whole football game.
Have you guys written your speeches?
You get 4 minutes. And I don't even know. We probably get 2 minutes each.
Do you split? Do you go up there together and
I don't know,
speak?
But if that's the case, I'm going first because Lance has never hit a break in his life.
He's very verbose.
I'm just going to say I did it. Anything is possible. I'm just going to go everything Kevin Garnett's ever said.
What about Jason Tatum did? Are you going to do that? The we did it thing that Jason Tatum
did? We did it, yeah.
What about doing – I'm going to do the Michael Jordan.
The fist
thing? He'll use it
to settle scores.
Oh, you're going to
– I'm
going to
settle scores.
You won't be up there being very, very gracious. You will be taking shots. Who's the first person that you will take a shot at?
I'll take a shot at? Probably Fred Fowler.
What?
The villain arc on John
is established.
Good Lord.
No, I'm not going to take a shot at Fred.
Would you like Fred to take that back?
You want to openly tell the world that you were joking and you're not going to do it?
I was joking. The first person
What a terrible. What's wrong with you?
He has cemented himself. It's over. It's over, bro.
We did it!
I love Fred. I'm not going to take a shot at Fred. First person I'll take a shot at. Oh, I got a couple I can, but oh well. Back in the 6-10
days. Is
that
a surprise? Are you going to reveal that, or are you just going to pretend like you're not thinking it?
No, I'm just going to – I'm not going to – I'm not attacking the Falcon. It was a joke, idiots.
You said it.
I did say it. It was a joke, okay?
John Hinchcliffe up there.
Fred
is happy that I mentioned him. Okay,
they're just jokes, everybody. Jokes.
Yeah.
You're too
jokes.
Sensitive.
I got jokes.
You're
here.
Too sensitive.
I got you. You got jokes. That's all they are.
So we don't know. The first guy who popped into his head was Fred, which might go into some, some deep-seated
thing. The worst person.
Yeah, it is actually. You hit it the nail on the head. The worst person you could mention.
Yeah, the worst person I could have possibly mentioned. So that's what
I
did.
I would have thought you would have gone with Lance.
No, he's got so many scores to settle. He'll go after Bill Van Rysdale. He'll go after people who he's already vanquished.
I haven't vanquished anyone. The first person I thought of was Bill Van Rysdale.
Obviously, I already knew
he's
that.
He's fine. I don't care. He was just
a program director trying to do his job.
He was a sports program director that hated sports.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. He said it.
That's true.
I hate sports.
He was a news. He was a news director.
You're programming the station. I mean, it was just terrible.
And then I had to threaten his life.
Well, that seems aggressive.
Yeah, it was. It was a little.
You threatened his life? I thought you just threatened to beat him up.
Yeah. Well, I would have beat him with
beat him to death?
Maybe.
What was it even about? Do you remember what he said that made you so mad?
No idea. No, I don't know. He was messing with. Something. He said something about the show or my job or something, and I was like, "Oh, I will beat your ass." but no, I don't. I'm going to be very. Actually, I'm going to be very nice. No, I'm not going to pull Michael Jordan. Are you going to go, Kevin Garnett? Are you going, Kevin Garnett? We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Top of the world.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. All of them.
Yeah.
I'm doing all of that.
Are you going to ask the question, what took so long?
I'll say, well, it's about
damn time.
Listen, about damn time.
If it wasn't for Todd Farquharson, it would still be not happening, okay?
Well, yeah.
Todd's the only reason Lance and I are in the Hall of Fame.
Do they do enough research, or do people have to be put up for the
you
Hall
have
of
to be
Fame?
Put up.
Okay, and then they have to do the backstory and find
then
out
then you have
why.
To get voted on.
Did you get in unanimously?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We have no idea.
I wonder who voted against you.
Todd just came up one day and said, oh, by the way, you guys are in the Hall of Fame. Oh, great. Thanks.
Who voted against us?
I wonder who could vote against you.
Rich Lord.
Does he have a Hall of Fame vote?
He probably signed up just to vote against us.
I don't know how they distribute the votes.
As soon as
he
heard
we were
nominated. Is it
like the Heisman? Like if you're in the Hall of Fame, you get a vote?
As soon as he heard we were nominated, no, you can sign up to be to vote. You can vote.
You can?
Yeah, I think there's a cost, but you can vote.
I wish they would
ask. No, yeah, I think anybody can vote.
I wish they would ask me.
If you can only be in the Hall of Fame and vote, I'm voting no on everybody else. Everybody.
Hey, you don't want the Hall of Very Good. You want the Hall of Fame.
I want the Hall of Fame. You got to be great, okay? That's all. We ain't taking you. You ain't good enough, okay?
Ooh, they're daring you to rip Joel Blank in your acceptance speech.
Oh, no way. Zero chance. Zero chance, okay? I don't want a text that's going to be like the whole phone. No, I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. Okay.
On notes?
Yeah. No. Why would I rip Joel anyway?
Your list together. It's going to make for a good. It's going to make for a good performance if you spend it ripping people like Jordan.
Yeah, I'm currently looking up how to become a voting member. If only if I can get in a quick no to you guys before you're actually inducted.
No, it's too late.
Yes, membership is open to radio professionals, friends, family, and members, colleagues, or even fans of Texas radio. All you need to do is to sign up. It's an individual membership is $50 for the first year and $20 for a subsequent year. Or if you want to be a lifetime voter, just a one-time fee of $500. So there's not a lot of requirements to get into.
Oh, just money.
Yeah, if you pay, you can be a voter.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, you paid.
People actually
so
paid
mad.
To vote on us. How about that?
Twitch is so mad at John.
What are they upset about now?
One guy I've never seen before.
What is he mad about?
Fred always credited John with the reason he got
on
radio.
You pissed off.
And then he ended up being better than John.
Ooh,
at radio.
Look at that.
Ha ha.
You pissed off Twitch, John.
Don't try to back out of that, John.
Oh my God.
He
it
just
was a
said
joke,
a
you idiots. Of course I wouldn't bash Fred Fowler, dumbass. You're so stupid.
Oh, see? Now look at it. Now you see?
No, that guy's I mean, you know what? I'm in honor of Fred, that guy's a dickweed.
No, you don't have to drop that.
I'm not sure.
Don't drop that.
I'm trying to keep you
on
the hook. Don't
drop that. Fred used to say it all the time.
Well, the people on Twitch can hear it anyway. They can hear it anyway.
He said it.
The people who you directed that at can hear
it. In honor of Fred, I just called that guy a dickweed. Okay?
Yes, yes. Yes, Quine. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get up there and say things like slay, yass, quack. I'm just going to be
super
obnoxious.
Don't embarrass your children.
Yeah, that's right. My parents said, Lancey, are they going to tape it? We'd like to go, but it's a six-hour drive for us from New Braunfels. Like, don't do that. Mom will just tape it. I mean, my wife will just tape it. One of the kids will tape it and send it to you. And they're going to see me just saying things like, slay, queen.
Accept the seriousness of this. People are happy for you. Don't
embarrass
yourself.
I know. It is weird that we're not acting like that. Like, no, I told my wife, she goes, the kids are coming. I said, I'm not buying tickets for the kids. She goes,
they want to go.
I'm sorry that you don't take this serious, but we're all very excited for you and happy. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm being a jerk. That's fine. John steps to the podium and says, first off, F your B, and the click you claim. He said you're going straight into Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm very – I'm honored. I feel this is great. This is awesome, and thank you, Todd.
Yeah, nice job, Todd.
Yep. Yeah, and we are. I'm thrilled. And you know what? On your obituary, Lance, and my obituary, you know what the first thing he's going to say? He's going to say Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Mine's going to say oft injured.
Well, maybe yours.
It wasn't until I came back. No injuries at all, ever. And then I come back here and I get that foot injury with the unfortunate.
How's your foot right now?
Purse jacking. What's that?
There was no purse jacking.
Did you sleep wrong on it?
What are you talking about? Shoulders are good.
No, oh yeah, no. That's your ladder, okay?
Yeah, curves. The ladder injury is right here. The disc injury is upper ankle on the right. The foot injury is on top of the foot where I had the Liz Frank. What other injuries?
Stop the purse snatcher?
Oh, my wife did scratch my cornea badly one time.
Yeah, she did.
That was actually when I was at 790. It was in the middle of the night. I turned, and her fingernails just whack. It was really, truly terrible. That one is no good. I hope you never scratch a cornea because that one is truly terrible. I feel like I have some other ones that I'm just not remembering, other injuries. But I've been pretty much an Iron Man lately, so that's fine.
What was the thing that had you take a picture of yourself because you had the face in your hotel?
Oh, that's whenever I had taken pain medicine on an empty stomach.
You were
after
just
I hurt
sick.
My foot.
Yeah.
After I heard my foot.
Can somebody send us that picture again?
No.
I'm sure Dustin has it.
I don't know which is my favorite picture, you laying in bed or the cowboy hat on.
No.
An ill-fitting cowboy.
Those
Dallas Cowboys
bad.
Hat.
Those are all both terrible.
Those are great pictures.
John
great pictures.
Is the Hall of Fame, someone said.
Mm. That's you're damn right. Let's talk a little. Hey, you know what? Lance, bring a bottle of Meister DeBell. And we will celebrate with Coors Light and Maestro Dobell at the podium. If
we probably should make it sponsored in grand fashion, bring our own alcohol sponsors. I put on the cape for Maestro Dobell. If you got something bad to say, you're going to have a long day because we're not going to tolerate that slander. And frankly, I've never run into anyone who has said a bad thing about Maestro Dobell. In fact, all of them are very, very pleased, and some even pleasantly surprised. I don't know why I've gotten that message before, like, wow, way better than I expected. I don't know what you expected. I'm telling you the truth. Maestro DeBell's great. There's never a harsh – it never goes down with harsh flavor, you know, with a harshness. It's always smooth. It's never bitter. It's always got that the flavor profile for the different types of tequilas that are made, Reposado, Añejo, the Cristalino. Those are the three that I think are the best sipping tequilas for you. And you are going to find that each one of them is slightly different, either in appearance or certainly taste. And all these bottles are going to be available to you at your local liquor store. Occasionally, they won't carry one of the types of tequila, so make sure you ask for it by the type of tequila. Say, hey, I want you to start carrying the Maestro Dobell, the Reposado. I really want to try that. And I think you're going to love that one and the Cristalino too, frankly. Rather the Añejo is my favorite and the Cristalino. Great to sip, made the way it's supposed to be made. Over 100 years there in Tequila, Mexico. It's amazing the background that goes on with the tequila makers there. And you're able to find it at your local liquor store. It's Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find my friends at Maestro Dobell. Westside, bad boy killers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And the Hall of Fame induction 2024 class, here's John Granato.
Nice. Marcus Spears says, I'm telling everyone who's watching the Houston Texans, thank God for your quarterback. God is responsible for CJ. There's no question about that. God is, and we do thank God. You don't appreciate him enough.
He's a
you don't feel like CJ is the quarterback you thought he would be this year.
No, I don't think he's playing as well as last year. Well, I take that back. I don't think he's playing as well as I expected. But I was expecting him to maybe be the best quarterback in football. So, what a high bar.
Yeah, I mean.
He is.
And.
Why are you playing this, Del?
We're thanking God for CJ. Our God is an awesome God.
This is called... Yeah, you hear that?
Little behind the receiver. He had to turn and it got batted away.
That's blasphemy right there.
It seems to miss Dalton Schultz just by about 8 inches every time.
No, he doesn't.
It seems
what
like
is wrong with you? You don't appreciate CJ. You know what? You don't deserve CJ.
To be unsettled.
You don't deserve CJ. You don't.
I love CJ.
Seems to be unsettled. Is that what you just said?
His feet are a little unsettled when he throws.
If you were being bared down by seven defensive linemen every single time
maybe
you drop
call
back.
Call the protection to get yourself protection. Slide right, slide
or
right.
Or if your offensive line could pick up a twist, you could throw the ball.
Hey, coach, why the hell is 76 still in the game? Get me that white guy from Notre Dame.
We're 6-2 with Kenyon, so shut your face.
So that's what D'Amico said.
That's what he told you.
I got lots of wide receivers all over the place, but I'm still kind of sad when you ask me about it.
Why do you hate CJ so much? God sent him to us, and we love him.
Jesus
but you...
was tested as well. Jesus was tested as well. Everything didn't go smoothly for a 14-3 season for Jesus either, John.
Jesus did not have a 14-3 season.
No.
He was undefeated.
Well.
No, I would say there were some.
I mean, he didn't lose two in a row.
But there were some tough. He had a tough schedule.
Yeah.
No.
The
he
schedule
took a beating,
was challenging
but he won.
Now.
He took a beating. He's kind of like CJ. He took a beating and he still won.
You hear that, John? Jesus is like CJ.
You heard him.
Jesus is like CJ.
What would CJ do? You know what?
Do you want to wear
a bracelet? That says, what would CJ do? WWCJD.
That's right. That's right. CJ would not like this segment.
I
think he would.
Lance was talking about how he can't handle pressure. I wouldn't like it either.
Well, he has a lot of it to deal with. No, I think CJ's having a fine year. There are throws that are incredible on tape. Some like his ability to not have his feet squared, see something, and throw accurately.
His on the run throwing along the sideline,
really
back
good.
Over the middle,
really good.
There's still
things he does. Amazing.
Well, and it's everybody's taught you don't throw late over the middle. CJ, it's like whatevs.
But it doesn't usually get him though.
It never gets him.
Yeah.
He throws it perfectly.
Because he typically doesn't make bad decisions, dangerous decisions. CJ typically takes good care of the football. So even if the placement and accuracy is not quite where it was last year, in some regards, in the pocket pressures has been about the same. When I looked at the numbers, it was 54% last year, it's 55% this year. So the change is not, there's not a lot of changes from just a pure pressure standpoint. I just think what CJ, you know, CJ has a chance to be one of the three best quarterbacks in the league. Right now he's not. I think it's Josh. I think it's Goff. And I think it's Lamar, right? You think those are the three? I think Josh and Lamar for sure are the top two.
Josh and Goff.
What's that?
Goff.
Goff three?
No. I got no.
In any order. Lamar, Goff, Josh, Josh Allen, are those the top three?
Yep. I'll agree with
that. And I mean, somewhere, you know, lurking is Joe Burrow lurks in the shadows. We probably should mention Kirk Cousins. I am a little bothered by the fact he has seven interceptions right now. He has 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's putting together a great game. What a great pickup it was for them. Almost makes you almost – I'm sure in Atlanta they're having some discussions about, man, can you believe we spent a first-rounder on a quarterback? Does it look like they're gonna get rid of Kirk Cousins anytime soon? No, they are not.
Look where they are, though. And when have they been there? And you know, yeah, Matt Ryan got them to the Super Bowl, but that's a while ago now. I mean, they've been quarterback poor for a while now.
By the way, I think the next tier is C.J. Stroud. After the first three, I think you go Burrow, C.J. I can't put Dak. Too many turnovers. Dak. I can't put Dak in there.
Dak, stop.
You're not putting Dak in there, right?
No.
I'd probably put Matt Stafford in there. Are you putting Purdy in there?
No. Are you talking about next level?
Well, the second tier.
Second tier.
But they got a chance to
How about Mahomes?
These are guys who have a chance. Oh, I'm sorry.
How about Mahomes? You going to put him anywhere?
I would not. Yeah, let's put Mahomes. Do we have to automatically put Mahomes in the top three? I guess we have to, right? So who's out? You kicking Lamar out? You kicking Goff out? You kicking Josh Allen out?
Well, Mahomes.
If I say you've only got three that you can have, I'm kicking Goff out.
Who leads the league in touchdown passes?
Is it Goff?
Nope.
Is it Josh?
It's not. No, you won't get it.
Wait. In touchdown passes, is it Baker?
It's Baker.
Yeah. Baker's had a lot.
Baker's 21-9.
Oh, Baker's got 21 tutties?
21-9. The next best is Lamar at 17. But Lamar's 17-2.
If we live in a world
that's pretty good.
Oh, that's great. That's why his decision making and feel, that's why the conversation I had with that guy who said, look, the way he described it was great. He says he's recognizing the shapes of the coverage. He said when you first start and you're a quarterback, you see 11 guys. He said as you play more football, you start to see just coverages and shapes that you recognize of coverages. So you start to recognize, I've been here before, and this is what this is going to look like against that coverage. And he said the game, when they talk about the game slowing down, it means you don't see 11 men anymore. You only see about 3 men because you start to recognize your plays. You start to know the plays so well. You've done so often. You already know there's like 3 guys you have to worry about on any given, you know, progression for a play. And 17-2 is saying something now. That's strong stuff for Lamar Jackson.
17-2. Josh Allen is 14-1.
That's why Josh, these two guys, these turnover factories in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
17-2 and 14-1. Baker Mayfield's got 21 touchdowns on pace for over 40. This is the world we live in.
But more interceptions and touchdowns
for Pat Mahomes. I'm tired of seeing Pat Mahomes as the leader in the MVP. Get him out of there. Steve Spagnuolo should get the MVP.
Baker makes mistakes that kill his team, though. Those 9 interceptions are caught.
I was just pointing out, we live in a world where Baker Mayfield's going to throw 40 touchdowns potentially. Josh Allen has thrown 1 interception, and Lamar Jackson's a 17-2. And and the guy who is one of the leaders for MVP has more interceptions than touchdowns, and his name is Pat Aikman.
The rating, the top three, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, and then Josh Allen. Russell Wilson is 3 touchdowns, no interceptions so far. And they're winning football games with him. Russell Wilson may be the answer in Pittsburgh. We'll see. Joe Burrow, 15-3. And they've got 3 wins.
Wow, that's a lot better than I was expecting for Joey B.
15-3. Yeah. And CJ right now 11-4. And he's got a 95 rating. He's down 13th in the league in quarterback rating.
Yeah, why am I bad for saying he's not playing quite as well?
Because that's blasphemous. That's why.
Well, he's 13th in the league.
Yeah. And in quarterback rating. We got a break, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, but Lance wants to talk about John Daspit first.
John Daspit is the personal injury lawyer here in Houston that if you're serious, you go to John Daspit. If you're seriously injured, it's not even a choice. you've got to go to John Daspit to get the very best settlements, because what you're going to be facing is a long recovery physically. If you're badly injured, you have hospital bills. You got to get all the X-rays, the CAT scans, the MRIs, the things that really add up cost. And he's going to make sure that the insurance company pays for that. He's going to make sure that they pay for the time you miss from work, which can be substantial when you have a physical injury and you have a physical job. But even if you don't have a physical job, you could have a back injury. You can't sit at your desk all day with a severe back injury. I mean, you've got a long, long rehab ahead of you. And unfortunately, you hurt the back. Sometimes you're never the same. And so that's why the pain and suffering is very, very important for John Daspit, is he wants to make sure that you get a settlement that is going to represent everything that you have gone through and everything that you may continue to go through for the rest of your life. And that's why his settlements are so strong. That's why he does such a great job. If they go to court with John Daspit, they lose. And it's really that simple. So many times insurance companies will go down to the wire with him, and then they end up saying, okay, John, let's settle. We'll give you more than we were going to give you. And that's why he wants to fight for you, so that you don't get screwed by these same companies that would crush you if you were by yourself. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It's a big weekend here. We got John and Lance going to Kilgore for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. But if you're going to be in town and you want to go watch college football, we got tickets for you. K-State versus the Cougs at 2:30. That'll be November 2nd. That's Saturday at TDECU Stadium. It's an afternoon of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a college football game. And it's a blackout. The blackout special. If you don't get tickets from us, a ticket, a t-shirt for just $30. And get this deal now. If you want it, go to uhcougars.com/black. That's uhcougars.com/black. Come early, be loud, and wear black. But like I said, we're going to give you a chance to go. So caller 5 at 8:45 wins a pair of tickets to the Cougs versus nationally ranked K-State. Chance for the Cougs to win their second Big 12 game in a row. Caller 5, 8:45.
Nice. Cougs game. What? 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show. I gotta fly back today. What should I watch? Dell, you watch anything good lately?
Oh, Slow Horses would be good for him. That's a good show.
Do you have access to Apple TV on the flight back?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Slow Horses. You have what's his name?
Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman's in it. He's the lead in that.
Is it good?
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, I like it. So
Gary Oldman is just as cantankerous. Trust me, you'll like Gary Oldman.
Yes,
he's a degenerate horse guy?
No, he's a degenerate spy. Slow Horses is the name of the place they send spies.
Slough House.
And it's called Slow Horses. It's what they call spies and
Who screw up,
but they're not out of the service, but they send them off to this place because they want them out of the way. So they send them there.
They're the screw ups, cokeheads,
yeah,
gamblers,
yeah, all of them, yeah. They all have problems.
Yeah. So you'll like it. There's no sex scenes in there that'll get you tripped up
early. I don't know if it's season one or season two. Not that you guys love House of the Dragons, but one of the actors, what's her name? What Team Green, the Queen Team Green, she's in the show. I don't know if it's season two or season one, but Olivia Cook's in there too. But so a lot of obviously English actors that you're going to recognize their faces, even if you don't know their names.
Slow Horses.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good watch. It's every episode's fairly quick. They've got I definitely would recommend that. I just finished all four seasons, waiting for season five now. And I got to find a new show to watch now. Slow Horses I've been waiting on. I got to figure out the show I'm going to watch now. But that's got four seasons, and it's only six episodes, I think, a season. So it's not like you know, it's not crazy.
The best thing about that show is even at the end of the season, they show your preview of the next, so they're always working. So it's not like this thing with TV. Now, John, you have a lot to catch up on, so it won't, you won't have to be bothered. But for Lance, you don't have to wait like 2 years for the next season because because they're shooting.
It looked like they had the whole season done. The episode, they said, coming up in season five, like, just release it now. You obviously have shot everything.
Yeah, so that's the difference between what TV is, what they do and what TV is today. It's like a year and a half to 2 years between seasons now. For the good stuff.
I'm going to download it.
Yeah.
Slow Horses. All right, there you go. The recommendation. Did Michael Carroll recommend that for you?
No, I knew about it already. Michael Carroll... He won't be with us this week because he's taking time off. But, yeah, Michael Carroll on Fridays, 11:30. Stuff to watch. He's good on that regard.
Oh, Michael Carroll does that on Fridays?
Well, he comes on and we talk about.
Is he good? Does he have good recommendations?
Yeah. Now, it's centered around the stuff he likes. So if you're not, I guess, quote unquote, a nerd, you may not like it. But, yeah, he kind of tells you what sucks and what doesn't. And we lean on him.
All right.
Because of him, I didn't watch the Joker movie.
Oh, man, did that get
slaughtered? He was out on that, yeah. Everyone
hated that, including they caught a lip reader found Lady Gaga at the official premiere. They watched it for the first time. Lady Gaga was sitting next to
Joaquin
Phoenix. And Joaquin turns to her. He goes, "That was terrible." And she goes, "Did you think so?" And he goes, "That was awful." "You didn't think it was awful?" And she goes, "No, I liked it." He goes, "That was just terrible." Like, the lip reader found him ragging on. They had a video of it, and then the ratings and the Rotten Tomatoes has got it super low. I'm like, okay, good, I don't have to watch this. You know what I'm not watching Penguin. Is it good?
It's less comic booky than you would think, considering the title and the character. There's not any real comic book elements other than the Penguin has to survive, so he has plot armor, so he's going to survive some stuff that maybe a normal person wouldn't. But it's a crime drama.
Plot armor. Like, I've never heard that phrase before.
The main character armor. Or this guy obviously cannot die. He's the Penguin, so he's not going to be dying. That's out of the question, so that's what it's called.
It doesn't look like. That's why it appealed to me. It looks like some kind of mafia movie.
Yeah, it is.
Like what they do, the makeup on
Colin Farrell
is insanely good.
There's a reason HBO, it initially I think was going to be just a Max series where you can just like, you can take it as it comes on demand, but I think they've realized how good it would be, so they put it in their prestige time slot on Sunday nights where they put all their best stuff for that reason, because it was better than they probably thought it was going to be.
Two movies that I was excited about that I hated. Number one, I hate Tim Burton. If Tim Burton...
The Beetlejuice guy?
Yeah.
Hate everything he does. I watched Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin, when it first came out.
Oh, okay.
It is one of my least favorite movies in history, along with Pineapple Express. I was so excited for Pineapple Express... And I just did not like it at all. I thought Pineapple Express was a huge bust. I hated, to this day, I hated the Penguin so bad when Tim Burton did it.
He did a movie called The Penguin or Batman with the Penguin in it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Probably Batman with the Penguin in it. But that is Danny DeVito. It was just awful.
It was awful. But, okay, one thing I am really looking, Gladiators 2. I'm looking forward to that.
Denzel's in it. Yeah. Who else?
Yeah. That looks good. But they're not going to call it Gladiators 2.
It's called Gladiator 2.
Gladiator 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing? You don't take a great movie like Gladiator and call it Gladiator 2.
Well, no. Godfather 2.
Yeah, it to be.
Yeah, but that's before there were.
What do you want it?
If it was just Rome or something like that, everybody like, no, that's just another.
Oh, you wouldn't know.
No, it's Gladiator 2.
Yeah, the Gladiator 2 is lazy, but it is letting everybody, hey, we just want you guys to know this is Gladiator.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal's in it.
Denzel. Is he going to get his eye sockets torn out by Mountain? Well, I've already seen Gladiator. It's called Game of Thrones.
Well, he is a disillusioned general. He's not happy with Rome. At least that's from the trailer I saw. So you'll see him in it. And there's going to be references to the Russell Crowe character. I don't know how they'll mention him, I think.
Skinny Russell Crowe or this Russell Crowe?
No,
he's not in the movie, or maybe he is.
This Russell Crowe is.
No, he's dead, so he won't be in it. But no, because one of the guys, the lead character, is the son of. Remember, Russell Crowe had that kind of relationship with the queen, I guess you would call her?
Yeah.
Her son is in the movie as an older, now a grown man. And we see how he develops from being a little kid.
Is he the emperor?
No. In the trailer, you see somehow, some way, he had to run away, I guess, from Rome because things were in upheaval. So somehow, some way, he got disconnected with his mom. He's not sure who his mom is anymore,
is
according to the
hot?
Trailer. She's older. You can take her to leave with Connie Nielsen. But we're going to follow the story of that kid now as a grown man.
We should put John on that show with the Mormon Swingers.
On Hulu?
Yeah.
What? I don't want to be on a show with Mormon Swingers.
Well, he's
Mormon
definitely,
moms.
He's definitely not going to like it because it kind of derives off from TikTok.
What? What?
Like it was called Mom Talk or Mormon Talk. These Mormon wives came together and became popular on TikTok, and it turns out they're all having sex with each other. Well,
yeah,
swinging
the Mormon
and all
community,
that stuff.
Yeah, it was like, and all these wives are. I don't think it falls under the auspice of their religious.
Doesn't
belief,
seem like it.
But they are getting it.
They're all in their mid-20s to early 30s, it seems like. And they were having a good old time.
Yep.
That sounds like a good show.
But Mormon, you don't see that.
Dustin wants me to, I turn it on Dustin, all excited, and I'm like, oh, this is like.
Well, it's not. It's a reality show. It's not a drama.
Yeah,
you're not going to see any of that stuff.
Dustin wants me to watch porn.
Why? On the plane?
And Art, yeah. And Art wants me to watch Euphoria, which is porn. And I'm not doing either of those.
Okay? Hey, I'm kind of upset that I've never watched that after seeing some of the Sydney Sweeney cuts.
She would assault you again. She will
she
assault,
would assault
you.
She assault you with her. Listen.
Watch porn.
You want to assault the basket? Yes. You want a pro dunk hoop so your kids can dunk? Yes. The kids want the pro dunk hoop, Dad. They want to raise and lower the goal so they can dunk. Go to the website. And you know what the pictures are all of? Kids dunking. You know why? Because that's what kids want to do. And when they see this goal, as you can raise and lower it, they're going to be outside all the time having fun. Your kids are little. Let's say they're third, fourth, fifth, sixth grades. They can barely, they can't even reach a 10-foot goal. It's not any fun. This sucks. I'm going back inside and playing video games. No, have the kids outside. Now it's going to be cooler outside. The kids want to get out there. Basketball season is here. They want to play. But they can't play on a 10-foot goal, especially one of those with the sand that it shakes all the time. That goal sucks. ProDunk.com, the best goal in the market, period. And with just a push of a button now, you're raising and lowering the goal. Best goal ever? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. I need you to get to ProDunk.com. Dad, buy him the goal. ProDunk.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Quick segment here because we got Josh Payton. This is a big college football weekend. 9 o'clock, we got Josh Payton. We went a little long last segment, so we apologize. This is going to be a quick segment, but we got Gus here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Gus, what's up?
Not a lot, man. Just getting ready for Taylor Swift week here at beautiful Indianapolis. So, you know, there's all that. Asking, do we have our eyes set on any kind of trades coming up to the trade deadline to kind of bolster that O-line to kind of give CJ a little bit more time?
If you had your druthers, would you trade for a wide receiver right now, an offensive lineman, or a cornerback?
You're asking me?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, I think O-line just because, yeah, our receivers aren't, you know, even with Diggs going down, we were still pretty good. It's just atrocious. Listening to you guys over the weeks, we're not as good as our record shows, and it's the O-line has been, since day one, has been that kind of thorn on the side of the team, I think.
It really has been bad. It's surprisingly bad, too. It's surprisingly bad because it was supposed to all come together this year. You spent a lot of money. You spent a lot of draft capital. It's been really bad. But I think you need more weapons now. I mean, losing Diggs. I mean, one of the reasons that you were considered, and, oh, by the way, you got to get open for CJ, and he's got to hit you in a hurry because that offensive line isn't very good.
Here's one right now, John, that Kevin Patra from NFL had to the caller's point. Andres Pete from the L.A. Raiders, longtime New Orleans Saint, just kind of average, just kind of a guy at guard, but he's better than Kenyon. And they said, and he matched them. He matched Andres Pete with the Houston Texans in his article. That's not bad. He said trades of offensive linemen are rarely executed in season, which is one of the reasons.
Except
by
Cam
the way,
Robinson yesterday.
Except Cam Robinson, but I almost never think about trading offensive linemen that are any good, at least. But he's one of those guys who's kind of average, so it would make some sense. But the Texans have to do something for his blocking problems. I'm getting to that. Off the snap, blow bys, and whiff blocks Sunday against Indianapolis, the Texans allowed a mind-boggling 13 quick pressures. An offense can't function that way. He said on Sunday, Houston tried to bench Kenyon Green, taking him out for a series, but his replacement, Jarrett Patterson, was immediately injured. How about trading for a potential solution? After spending 9 seasons in New Orleans, Pete is currently a backup in Las Vegas, playing just 36 offensive snaps this season. The 30-year-old brings versatility as a left guard and can play tackle, which might come in handy. It hopefully won't come in handy, but that's actually not a bad – that's one of those things where you might be able to get a seventh. You might be able to give up a seventh for their backup. Worst case scenario, a sixth, or maybe do a pick swap. You know, like we'll do a pick swap and a sixth where you'll get our well, you wouldn't do that because the Raiders will have the better pick. But maybe you say, look, we'll give you our sixth round pick, and we'll take your seventh round pick, something like that. That's not a bad option. He said another option for Houston could be Evan Neal, a 2022 first-round pick by the Giants who hasn't played an offensive snap this year. He was benched, the former first-rounder, high first-rounder. Maybe that would make some sense. Bears benched Nate Davis. I don't think he's a possibility. Evan Neal's interesting, though. The Giants are going nowhere, and he is going to be out. He'll be a cap casualty next year. Why not? Yeah, that's not bad if you could get him for cheap. Maybe offensive line could be something that would be in play for the
Pete
Texans.
Is an unrestricted free agent as well next year. So,
what about Mike Williams, John, from the Jets, after you play them?
Not bad, but Dell is telling us that we need to get out of here because we have Josh Pate. We can talk about that on after Josh Pate, but we got college football to talk on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I've got to talk about my bookie. You know, Josh Pate will probably slip and give you a winner here or there. I know that Five Star is going to give you winners this week. I know Justin, when you play Beat the Warehouse Live guys, he's going to give you a bunch of losers. You play
certainly
the other
this
side.
Week, he did. Justin was bad this week.
Bad? Was he really?
He picked a lot of favorites and didn't work out well for
good,
him.
We
how's
paid
that?
Him.
How about that? I mean, that's just you got a way to make money here. And you do it at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975. It's time for you to play, win, and get paid. It's time for you to bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Love MyBookie. You will love MyBookie as well. So easy to navigate. It is a great site. Bet on everything. It's just not just football. It's basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, cricket, election. Whatever it is that you want to bet on, you can bet on it. You get live casino gambling as well. Double your deposit at MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975. Play, win, and get paid. And you can. You can get your money out of there. It's not hard. They got an easy way for you to get your money out. And listen, you're looking for a great place. If you know the game, you want to play the game, MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.